Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Lee of the WIPR reporting staff. John, you've been looking at the early voting, which is upon us this week, and some interesting wrinkles that have come along because the state General Assembly wanted to have a paper trail that didn't exist with the mechanized voting we had before. But it's more complicated than that.
Right. Early voting begins tomorrow on Thursday. So when you go for early voting, or if you vote in the primary on April 26, you will be filling out a paper ballot, going back to the old days there, where there's going to be an oval by names, and you have to fill in who you want to vote for. And then once you do that, you have to walk your ballot over to a scanner and scan it in. And so, and of course, if you made a mistake by any chance, then that ballot's going to get spit out and you're going to have to vote again, perhaps. So officials are concerned that we may see some long lines at both early voting and on the 26th because we have these additional steps, like having to go to the scanner to scan in your own ballot.
With the automatic, with the computer-driven system, it just happened and you basically walked out of the building.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, there have been stories in the news, and Arizona comes to mind, where there are hours of lines. And I don't think anyone's expecting that, but they are wanting to give you a heads up that this time around, things are going to be a little bit different. You might want to, you can actually go online and see a YouTube video if you want on how the voting is going to go in Maryland this time around. And also keep in mind something else that's new this year is that you can register to vote on site at early voting. So, you know, that sounds like a good thing, but it could also slow things down as well.
Well, and we don't know what will be the system in place in the general election at this point either, do we?
That's right. The last I heard on that is that officials aren't ruling out the possibility that they will make a change by November. But on the other hand, they do say that they kind of like to keep the same system in place that we use in a primary for a general election. So that decision hasn't been made.
Well, if you did a sort of a hybrid system, which apparently they have in mind, I mean, maybe that's not settled either, but you would then have a paper trail, but you would also have the speed of the mechanized system.
Well, disabled voters this time around in the early voting will be able to use a touchscreen, which is actually marking the paper ballot. So the paper ballot is there, and I believe that's the way they want to go for everybody eventually. One other thing I wanted to throw out there, Fraser, is that in the city of Baltimore, there are six early voting sites. However, three of them are new this year. So if you're a big early voter, you might want to pick up the phone or go online and make sure your early voting site that you've been used to over the years is still an early voting site.
You know, John, just to sign off here, you know, the early voting has been turned into a verb. People say, I'm going to early vote tomorrow, which is great. And whatever word they want to use, it's what everybody ought to be doing on Thursday.
Yeah, they're really urging people to try to early vote, to steer clear if you can of the primary. And good times to vote, 10 to 4.
Great. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
For John Lee, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.